How's it going? This is Ty, and this is also the Fiction and Copy Decoded podcast, and I'd like to welcome you, which of course I always do. Here we talk about fiction, copywriting, persuasion, marketing, and several other issues ever since I discovered that fiction writing and copywriting do borrow from each other in quite a few different ways. So without any further ado than we've already had, let's get to it. All right, this week's episode is number 277. The post I am going to connect this episode to I originally titled Green Penguins, What the Fuss Was About, and my cousin's name. I'll say my cousin here. I realize I identified him and I want to maybe keep those details private. It's nothing bad or negative. It's just I think it best that it might be kept private is all. That's fine. Anyway. I originally posted this July 23rd, 2015. Keep that date in mind. All right, so I had mentioned that I would let you know about something that happened if it solidified, and now back then it did. All right, so I actually got high-speed internet at my house for the first time in my whole life at this point. Now, this is, you know, I didn't have much of a lead in. No, really ramp up. No, nothing. All right. So for these things, typically they do a site survey. He got a little bit before 1 p.m. He got everything set up and said, hey, this old computer we're going to connect this to shouldn't actually be on the internet because it's old and vulnerable. I just want to tell you that, he said. I got a phone with this company as well, and a VoIP phone. He said he couldn't get a hold of the lady who was supposed to help him out to hook the phone up. You know, he said, you know what? What I'm going to do, I'm gonna finish this later. I got a second job down the road. I'll go there and come back. So after he came back, I signed off on everything. He did get the phone activated. We got payment arranged for the first month, actually with a gift card. I was a little bit jumpy because in the past I've had people take money from me when they shouldn't have. So I was a little jumpy about that. And at about 6 o'clock, he left. So interestingly enough, I think I do this with some things, but back then I did it also where I had to kind of take time to mourn and process the fact that I wouldn't have dial-up anymore. For several reasons, it seems odd, and I wanted to explain, as I will now, why I wanted to do that. All right, so up until that point in my life, I had never had anything faster than dial-up as a connection to the internet, not counting mobile data on my phone. And for those of you who don't know that I'm extremely old, dude, I was a user of the internet before Google existed. Now, for those of you who don't know or may not know, I will say that if you were born before September of 1998, you're older than Google. Google didn't exist before September of 1998. Now, this is the other thing I'd had to get used to. This another thing I'd had to get used to for this for speed issue is I was used to this point because things would take so long to either load up or download. I could check my laundry, get a snack, go to the bathroom, do dishes, fill up spare water bottles if I wanted to do that, like lots of things. And so that's a thing of the past. So it took me, at that point, after the things got set up, it took me about 90 minutes to do all of my usual day-to-day internet stuff, which would have taken me a lot longer to do. So things hadn't fully sunk in for me yet at that point, so I had my laptop at home, like I wasn't in a restaurant, and I wasn't a Sunday. And the other thing that because I had broadband internet, I didn't have to use a computer next to a certain wall and I didn't have to worry about how to keep both computers' virus programs updated with only one internet connection. Also, I wouldn't have like other noise depending on other sources of noise. Now, about the Green Penguin thing, that was a special network nickname for some reason. I don't know. Oh, I forgot about that. The reason why I mentioned my cousin is because the tech who set up my internet reminded me of him because of his mannerisms and so on. It was so funny. That was so funny. That's the reason why I'd mentioned my cousin. I'd forgotten that detail. It had been so long ago. So, you know. So, with high-speed internet, I discovered, I speculated, and I was to discover from then until now, 2015 until now, that I was able to accomplish a lot more in less time. Like, a lot more. So, I didn't have to wait to attach a 2 megabyte file to an email, you know. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes to do that anymore. And I'd have to be more focused and plan a lot more things to get a lot more things done at once. You know. And change can be good. But all change needs to be adjusted to as well. For a certain point, it takes, depending on people and the amount of change, it does take time for individuals, depending on what they dealt with in their life, to adjust to changes, big changes, small changes, what have you. It can be a little, it can be a lot, it just depends. You know. Writers and other creatives, I think, me included, it just depends. It helps to be reminded that there are other people in the world, like other than, you know, characters we create for our stories and clients we do things for. I think intellectually everybody knows that, but to have that brought to the fore, it's like, oh, this person reminds me of this person that I know, those type of things. To make those comparisons, it's very interesting to me to be able to do that. So with no Sunday paper that week to riff off of, I've had to wing it for the weekly prompt for the 24th of July, 2015. But we would get to that at a later point. But yeah, one of the most strangely momentous occasions in my life up to that point actually had to do with my internet provider. That'll be the end of this episode. I appreciate you guys hanging out. To learn more about the blog this podcast is connected to, you can visit it at fictionandcopydecoded.wordpress.com. You can learn about me there. You can also learn about me at my copywriting samples website, which is tymallcopywriting.yolasite.com. Yolasite is one word. It's YOLASITE.com. Well, you can support this podcast by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing to get the word out. You can also become a monthly contributor if you'd like. For 99 cents a month, you'll get my thanks at the end of each and every episode. Well, not individually, but collectively. For $4.99 a month, I'll give you part of the show notes for that week, for that episode, and the month that you're featured. Terms apply, of course. And for $9.99 a month, I'll do a 30-second to 1-minute ad for you to promote your business during the show. Again, terms apply. All right. I appreciate it once again that you took time to listen to me today, this week, this time. And we will catch you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day.